Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hast here. I recently had a client show up on a Zoom call. It was a seminar with about 20 people on, and it was clear she was in her power, on fire, inspired. And we had to talk one-on-one, and everybody was listening in, and I asked her what was happening. And she went on to share that the days were currently filled with 12 hours, even 15-hour work days. There was this enormous amount of work. There was a lot of challenges, more uncertainty and stuff not working than she had had in a long, long time. She moved into a new position with an increased responsibility, and the turnover wasn't done really well. So there was so much work and chaos and stuff going on. But she was in her power. More than I had seen her ever. And I've known her, I don't know, a year or more. So it was so interesting because all the circumstances were challenging and not in her favor, yet she showed up in her power more than ever. So the obvious question for me was to ask, since she also shared that it wasn't only in her workplace that things were working well, she found pockets of time to take care of herself. She said the communications in her family was at a new level. It worked even better. And she had this space of power and results in all domains of her life. So I asked her, before I say what I'm going to ask her, but what I did ask her, I'll tell you that how we experience life does not have to do with our circumstances much. It has to do with the perspective we look through at those circumstances. I'll say that again. It's the perspective we bring to life that determines how we feel, how we think, how we experience life. And circumstances were more challenging than in a long time for her, yet she was more in her power and more inspired. So I asked her, where have you had your focus on? What perspective have you brought to your life lately that has life show up for you this way? And she said, well, something clicked for me and I took on to ask myself, how can I find power in this situation? So every day now I'm looking for power. I'm looking for ways to get in my power. And sometimes I take a short walk. Sometimes I take a break. Sometimes I do something else. And it was clear to me that she had put on a perspective or committed to a certain way of focusing in life. And it was to focus on how can I find power right now? How can I find power right now? How can I be in my power right now? And having taken that on, of course, there's lots of opportunities that show up for anyone to take on to be in one's power and to stay in one's power. There are so many things we can do every day to not drain our power, but to build our power. So that's my invitation to you. Take on the same question. How can I expand my power right now? What can I do right now to put myself more in power? Any way you want to ask the question is fine. Probably, what can I do right now to expand my experience of power? Take that on, notice what happened. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.